From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. People across Britain have been voting in regional elections today, but most of the country's attention has been focused on Scotland. That's where the Scottish National Party, the SNP, looks like it'll take power in the regional assembly or parliament. And the SNP is committed to winning independence for Scotland. NPR's Rob Gifford joins us from Edinburgh. And Rob, voting is finished. When will we know who has actually taken power in Scotland?
Well, we won't know until tomorrow morning. They're going to be counting the votes through the night here in Scotland and in regional elections, as you say, in England and in Wales. But all the focus will be on Scotland and on whether the Scottish National Party gets a majority in the Scottish Parliament and does start this push towards Scottish independence.
And the SNP is favoured to win these elections.
Well, it's ahead in the polls, and it's never been this far ahead in the polls before. Of course, there's lots of issues that play into it. What people say beforehand, will they vote as they said they voted? But I think there's a lot of anger towards Tony Blair. There's obviously the issue of the war in Iraq. He's been in power 10 years. The Labour Party has a certain amount of unpopularity here just after being in power for 10 years. And so the SNP has garnered a lot of support for those reasons as a sort of protest vote against the Labour Party.
But again, the SNP is also committed to independence for Scotland, which would mean, wouldn't it, the breakup of the United Kingdom?
Well, it would. It's said that within 4 years, if it gets a majority in the Scottish Parliament, it will hold a referendum. Of course, it has to consult the Scottish people. It will hold a referendum as to whether Scotland should be independent. And this is a reality. And many people down at the polling stations today were voting for the SNP because they wanted that. And many of the people I spoke to were voting anything but the SNP because they simply didn't want that. This has been really the focused issue of the whole campaign, even though in reality, in the near term, it's very much about local and domestic issues like healthcare and taxation and education.
Well, if this were to come to pass, if Scotland were to declare independence from Britain, what would that mean?
Well, obviously it would mean the breakup of the United Kingdom, and it would certainly, if the SNP get into power, if we wake up tomorrow morning and find that they're coming into power and have the majority, it would be a huge blow for Tony Blair, his legacy. It would very much tarnish his legacy, and it would have huge implications also for his successor, the man expected to succeed him, Gordon Brown, who is, after all, a Scotsman himself. And people are saying, well, if Gordon Brown cannot deliver in his own backyard in Scotland, then how well can he deliver across the United Kingdom and as leader of the Labour Party and as leader of Great Britain as Prime Minister?
And Rob, I gather another famous Scot has been lending his support to the SNP's campaign, and that's Sean Connery.
That's right. The original James Bond 007 has always been a supporter of Scottish independence, and his voice has been throughout the last 30 years in favour of Scottish independence. We'll have to see tomorrow morning if he's going to get his way.
Rob, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Rob Gifford reporting from Edinburgh, Scotland.